Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Concordia's student union has taken legal action against the university for their investigation into the special general meeting from late January. Concordia has temporarily lifted their sanction on booking spaces for the student union following this legal action. On January 29th, the student union held a special general meeting on Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, or BDS, a framework for breaking financial and symbolic ties with Israel. At that meeting, the union received a majority vote, mandating them to advocate for BDS actions from the school. The turnout was over 900 students, and many were turned out into the mezzanine, where votes were counted. The next day, Concordia announced that they were launching an investigation into how the meeting was conducted and banning the union from booking spaces on campus until further notice. The school stated that they were investigating reports of allowing more participants than allowed in the hall auditorium, using the mezzanine without booking it, allowing for unauthorized food services, and the presence of heavily masked individuals. Dana Ballantyne is the Vice President of External Affairs at Concordia's Student Union. She says banning the union from booking spaces is unacceptable, especially with student elections coming up later this month.
So we pretty quickly responded asking for the evidence, asking for information on how this investigation would be conducted, who was going to conduct it, what was the end goal. You know, how long would this take? When would we be allowed to give our side of the story? And we only received a response the next day, quite unclear, from the Dean of Students, telling us that it wouldn't affect clubs, it would affect our elections. So it was just very limited information that was given to us with zero due process.
Concordia Student Union filed a cease and desist order on February 20th, stating the investigation restrained freedom of speech and argued the union needed to be able to book space for their upcoming student elections.
You know, we gave a bit of time because part of us, you know, we wanted to operate in good faith. We wanted to see if there was any progress with this investigation, if we would receive any communication from the admin that would allow us to make our case. But after about a week, it was pretty obvious they just weren't going to reach out to us. So we reached out again and asked them for the evidence that they were working with. And we gave a pretty clear deadline. We said, we need to know by this time, by the end of the day, what is it that you're accusing us of specifically? What codes have we violated? And when we didn't hear back, we realized that with the upcoming elections, like, we had to do something outside of the system that they put in place for us if we wanted to get, you know, our rights back in order to represent the students. So we spoke to, you know, we got legal advice, and we decided that the best course of action would be to file a cease and desist.
A week later, the CSU filed a motion to stay in the Superior Court of Quebec in order to halt Concordia's booking sanctions until the court had completed a judicial review.
We didn't really have any other option. Our elections were coming up, and the sanctions would clearly impact our ability to mobilize students and reach out to them. You know, we have 36,000 members. Like, it's just unacceptable to completely ban us from, you know, engaging with those students on university premises.
A week later, the CSU filed a motion to stay in the Superior Court of Quebec, a formal action requesting that the court stop the university's investigation. The Superior Court is now conducting a judicial review, a kind of inquiry to determine if the school's actions are legal. That review is currently underway. Concordia would not respond for comment, but in correspondence with the union obtained by CJLO, they maintained that their investigation into the union is justified, and that they will make their case to the court during the judicial review. On February 28, the university agreed to allow the union to book space temporarily during their election period. The CSU elections take place March 11th to March 13th. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.